The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association has launched a new public education campaign to explain the financial challenges that threaten access to hospitals. The group says on average 60% of hospital patients are subsidized by Medicaid or Medicare, which reimburse providers at rates far below the true cost of care. And many patients cannot pay their bills. While these leaders are not calling for Medicaid expansion, they say it's time for a dialogue. Mark Merrill is president of Valley Health System.
If it's not traditional Medicaid expansion, some creative way that the two parties can come together and have a conversation about what can we do to increase the coverage expansion here. But at the same time, other cuts are occurring about sequestration. You heard about that. We hope that the public will talk with their legislators about rolling back sequestration, because that has had a terrible effect, not just on health care, but also in the Commonwealth with regard to military services as well.
He and many VHHA leaders say there's no magic bullet to fix their problems. But right now, many hospitals are considering or have already cut some services to stay afloat. And that still may not be enough to prevent some of them from closing altogether. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.